Okay, Rabbi Sai. Today's daf is daf Pei Gimel in Masechtas Chulin, and we're holding fifth line from the top of the Yamud, where the Gemara begins Toshema. We're in the middle of a sugya, and the sugya begins in the Mishnah on daf Pei Beis Omer Aleph, yesterday's blot, where in the Mishnah we spoke about the din of Oisa v'Espinoi under some very unusual circumstances. We're dealing with three animals, a babi, a mami, and a baby. We're towards the end of the Mishnah. If you go back to Pei Beis Amud Aleph on the bottom of the Amud, you'll notice three or four lines before the end of the Mishnah. It says, Shachta, three lines before. Shachta, v'yaz bas bita. First he shechted the grandmother. Then v'yaz bas bita, the einikel. So far, nothing happened. Of course, the only din is oisav yespenoi, and here there's no din of bnei bonim hari hein kibonim like you have by humans. So far, nothing has happened. Shechta the grandmother and the baby, that's the grandchild. The yaka shochet has bita, and then after shechta the mami, or the daughter. In other words, that behema was both. The third behema that was geshochten was both the daughter of the grandmother and the mother of the baby. So, as a result of that shechita, you are now over, the person who shechted is over, two separate isur. The isur is oisav yespenoi of the grandmother and the baby. I'm sorry, the grandmother and the daughter. And number two, the daughter and the baby. So the Tanakhama says, so if it's a boy, you only get one time malchus. Rashi said in the Mishnah, Chad lavo, it's only one lav, oisav yespenoi, chod hasra, v'chad maisa, it was only one shechita, one asra, one lav, you only over one, finished. Simcha said, Mishim Rameir, Slevik Shmoinim, in fact, there are two times malchus. And Rashi said in the Mishnah, time the Simchas Mefarish B'Gemara. So now, the Gemara on the Amud Beis, Pei Bei Amud Beis, the Gemara asked about eight lines from the top, Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef, my time with the Simchas, what's the reason for Simchas? And basically, the Gemara asks is Simchas halacha only in our case, where we have something known as Gufin Muchlakin? Gufin Muchlakin is because it's only as a result of two, actually three parois, that we get the din of the Malkis. How? Because you have the mother, that is the grandmother, plus the mother, so that's one inyan of Malkis, and then you have the mother and the baby. That's the other inyan. So these are Gufim Machlok, and these are different animals. In such a situation, says Sumchis, even though it was only one Hasra and only one Maisa, but they're different Gufim. And therefore, that's why it says in the Mishnah that you chayv Shmoinim. That could be one reason. And if that's the reason, what happens if a person eats Shnei Zeisei Chaylev Helem Echad, even though here we're dealing with a Shail of Malkis. The Shnei Zeisei Chaylev Helem Echad is dealing with a question of Bishogeg, bringing a Karm Chatas, but nevertheless the Gemara equates the two, or at least feels that they are sufficient parallels. The Gemara wants to know, what would Simchas hold in that case? Och Shnei Zeisei Chaylev Helem Echad. And the Gemara takes as a given that those are not considered to be Gufin Muchlakin. Gufin Muchlakin in our Gemara means it's got to be a balchai, something lebedik. Masha'enkin, Shnei Zeisei Chaylev are dead. These are just subjects. These are pieces of chaylev, but they're not, and you know, there's nothing living about them. And therefore, it's konzain that someone would agree if a person ate Shnei Zeisei Chaylev behelem echad, he ate two gezeisim, and there was one helem, in other words, Loinoida ben Tayim, he didn't know in between that he had been chote, either because he didn't know that this was chaylev, or he didn't know that there is an Isser chaylev in the Torah. What he ate was chaylev. Whatever, he didn't know. So it's behelem echad, skonzain simchus would hold you only chayv one chatas. Or maybe simchus holds just like over here. You have two separate isurim with one maisa, and you get two times malchus. Maybe you get two separate isurim if you eat two separate zeise chaylev separately. Even though it was behelem echad, maybe you chayv shtei chatois. Anyway, that was the Gemara Shaila yesterday. What would Simchas hold in a case of Shnei Zeisei Chayla B'Helem Echad? Do you say that just like over here, two times Malkis, in that case, two Chatois? Or is the special din over here because we're talking about Gufa Mechlakim, which doesn't apply to the din of Chayla? That was yesterday's Gemara. And now the Gemara is trying to be poshut yet again. The Gemara had a number of rayas yesterday, from Kelayim, from the case of Gid Hanoshe, in the case of a Nozir. Now we're talking about, again, Gid Hanoshe, five lines on the top of Pei Gimel Amad Aleph, Toshima, Ochel Shnei Gidim Mishtei Irechos Mishtei Behemos. Person eating two separate Gid Hanoshes from two separate Irechos, thighs, of two separate animals. So Rashi tells us immediately, by the fact that the Gemara tells us they're two separate animals, as opposed to two thighs of one animal, it must mean that both thighs are from the same side of the animal. And you remember we had yesterday a brief discussion that Rabbi Yehuda, at least initially, Rabbi Yehuda for sure holds that Gid Hanoshe only applies to one of the two thighs, not to both. Yesterday, Gemara, it sounded like it's a Shaila, and that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know which one, and that's why the Gemara went into the din of Hasra, Sofik Shmo Hasra, Lav Shmo Hasra. Our Gemara is assuming now, and Rashi says that this is really at the end of the sugya on Daf Tzadik Aleph. Mechem, we're soon going to come to Perek Gid Hanoshe, that's going to deal with these in Yonim. Anyway, so the Gemara over there apparently concludes that according to Yehuda, it's only in the Yamin, not in the Smoil. So if a person ate two Gid Hanoshes from two animals, he means he ate two Gid Hayaminis, two right Gid from two separate animals. So what does it say in this Mishnah? Braisa, Ocho Shnei Gidim, Shnei Reichim, Shnei Behemes, Sefek Shmoinim, the person gets two times Malkis, two times 40. Why? Because he ate two Gid Hanoshes. Yehuda Imeinu Sefek Ela Arboim, he only gets 40. And the obvious question is, what are the circumstances? If it's the type of circumstance with the two separate Hasrois, then Yehuda should agree that it's Shmoinim. If there's only one Hasra, then the Tanakama should hold that it was Arboim. How does the Tanakama hold 80 and Rabbi Yehuda hold 40? Heichadam, Ilem Zachazeh, Ubishtei Hasrois. He's talking about two separate Maisim. One in the morning he ate, after one Hasra, he ate one Gid Hanoshe for breakfast. And in the afternoon he ate a Gid Hanoshe for lunch, and he had a separate Hasra. So if that's the case, my time to be Yehuda Yomar Boim Vesuloi. Wouldn't everybody agree that there are 80? Two separate Maisim, two separate Asteroids. El B'shid V'asach, so must be talking about that he ate both Gid Hanoshes at the same time. U'b'chod Asteroi. And with one warning, so my Tanakama. Okay, period. So that's the case. The phrase, you man Tanakama, who's a Tanakama that holds 80? M'mayla, I understand Rabbi Yehuda holds 40 because he did one Maisa all at one time. Good. 40. But why would the Tanakam hold 80? Ilem Rabban the Pligalei de Simchus. Are we talking about the Rabbanon of our Mishnah of yesterday? Umahosim de Guv Machlokin Patri Rabban. Madach in the case of yesterday's Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that when the person shechted first the grandmother, and then the Einikel, and then the mother in between, say the Chacham, even though it's Guv Machlokin, you only have one time Malkis. Here we don't have gufin mechlokim mechlal, because this is inanimate objects. We're talking about gidim. We're not talking about live animals. It's not gufin mechlokim. So chavadanavad, you would only be mechuyev 40 and not 80. Yet the Tanakhama here says shmoinim. Elav sumchasi. And therefore we can be poishit that sumchas holds his halacha of the shmoinim, not only in the case of gufin mechlokim of our Mishnah, meaning the Mishnah of yesterday, but even in the case of inanimate food items, such as Shnei Gid Hanoshes, which are not Gufim Mechlokim. Even though they come from two behemoths, we explained before, Gufim Mechlokim means that there has to be Balei Chayim. These behemoths obviously are dead, and he's eating the two Gid Hanoshes from the two animals. Tanakhama says, you get Shmoinim, is the Choyra Rai that Sumchus holds his din, not only by us, but Gufim Mechlokim, but even, for instance, a person who eats Shtei Zeise Chaylim Behelem Echad. He also holds that you be Chayv Shtei Chatois. So we've been Poishad Ar Shaila. And the Really and truly, we're talking about that it happened two separate maisim. It's two separate maisim. I understand where the Tanakhama says shmoinim, but why did Behuda say only 40? Okay, it's talking about, says Rashi, that either the first of the two achilois or the second of the two achilois, right? We're eating two achol shnei gidim. One of the two, there was no kesayis. One of them, there was a kesayis. One of them was no kesayis. And therefore, contra Behuda, only the one that you ate with a kesayis, you're chayef. The one that was less than a kesayis, you're potter. Why does the Tanakhama hold that you're chayef even if there's less than a kesayis? The Sanya, achole ve'en boi kesayis chayef. The Tanakhama holds even if you didn't have a kesayis, you're chayef. What's the svar of the Tanakhama? Says Rashi, that ginosh is considered to be a beria. Beria is a beria b'fnei atzma, doesn't need a shear, just like if a person eats, for instance, animala, the halacha is that you don't have to eat a shear, you just have to eat animala, it's a beria. Kidanosh is also considered to be a beria b'fnei atzma, even though the two are not really that parallel to each other. Animala is the chalei b'de kazach. As we said before, we're talking about the kidanosh was a chatoi tzach. But Abazoyis, this is machloikis, whether or not it has a status of beria. And since it has status of beria according to the Chachamim, if a person were to eat two of these gidim separately, one for breakfast, one for lunch, one of them there was a shear of a kezayis, the other one didn't have a shear kezayis, he's still chayv too. Mashen kini kotra bihudi, only chayv on the one that had a kezayis, and not chayv on the one that did not have a kezayis. Therefore, bottom line is, I don't have any raya. I don't have any raya to what Simchas would hold in a case of the Tishtei. I don't know whether he would hold you b'chayv one chatos or two chatois. So lamaisa, we leave with an iboyet liifshita, not knowing how broad Simchas halacha is. I see here on the side that they bring that the reason why this is considered to be a beria if he eats the whole thing. It would only have to be a svar, you have to eat the whole thing. Anyway, so you'd have to eat the whole thing. The only thing is that if you eat the whole gidanosha, it's hard to believe a ganze gidanosha should be less than a kizayis. Ab azayis, and therefore, that's the svar of a Behuda. You only get one time malchus, because only once it was a kizayis. Okay, on to a brand new Mishnah. Din of oyse ve'ez benoy. Zok to Mishnah, arbo prok bashana, four times a year, hamoicha behemel chaveroi. Someone who sells animals, tzarech lahidioi, he has to go and tell the purchaser, Ima macharti lishchot, bita macharti lishchot. I sold the mother earlier today, or I sold the daughter earlier today. Why? That you should be put on notice that you may have an oisa v'es benoi issue. Meaning, it could be that the previous purchaser, he may already have shechted, or he may shecht shortly the mother or the daughter, and therefore be careful, because if you're going to go and shecht the other animal today, you'll be over on the isra of oisai the espinai. So therefore you give full disclosure to let the guy know. Now, what are those four times a year? That's what we call today Hoshana Rabbah, Erev Shemini Atzeres, Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, Erev Yom Tov of Pesach, Erev Hatzeres and Erev Shavuos, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now, L'choira, just putting aside Erev Rosh Hashanah for a moment, looking at the Sholish Regolim, it's interesting that the Yontif HaRishoyin Shel Sukkis, that's not one of the 4 days, or the Erev Yontif HaRishoyin Shel Sukkis, but the Erev Yontif of Pesach, the Erev Atzeres, Dus Yor, Manishtana, to use the expression from Pesach. So Tap Toisa says that the reason why, if you look at the Tap Toisa, the last four lines, people are so busy last moment, lulav and esrig and adasim and aruvas and finishing off the sukkah and getting everything ready and putting up the noise sukkah. In Madrash Katzat, people just don't have the time to spend to go and buy an animal, shach the animal, do bedik on the animal, do malicha on the animal, and then go and cook the animal. This is a ganza malucha. It's not like going to a deli now or to a takeout place and just buying everything finished. You're talking about from beginning to end, shchita till cooking, till serving. This could be a full day's work. Anyway, says Zoktan Zermishna, that's why we leave out the Yontif Harishon Shelchag. The reason why we focus on the Yontif Ach Shelchag, as opposed to the Yontif Achroinim Shel Pesach, why do we only talk about Shelchag? Because Toisis in Avodah Zarah, see at the very end of this Toisis here on top of Pei Gimel, you see there's a Chof at the end of the Toisis. Masoret Hashas says, look up the Toisis in Avodah Zarah Dafei, and the Toisis in Avodah Zarah says that Erev Shmini Atzeres is a very, very big day on the Jewish calendar, because from the Yidin's perspective, this has a very special significance. First of all, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, you're about to leave after a beautiful, glorious Yom Tov. Aseli Suda Ktana Koshalei Pridaschem. This is the final day to get together with the final meal, bearing in mind that Yom Tov is about to conclude. So this is kind of our farewell banquet, if you will. Also, Zuktoises, because throughout the Yontif, all of the behemoths that were brought were keneged Pari HaChag. The 70 Parim were keneged the Umas HaOilim. And therefore, that's why there were 70 Parim, right? We start off with 13, 12, 11, 10, etc. And if you add it all up, you get to 70. Masha Enkein on the Yontif of Shmini Atzeres, the carbon that was brought is Harechad, Ayelechad. This was just Klal Yisrael unique. So this is a unique time. Klal Yisrael feels very, very derhoibim, very elevated, and therefore we celebrate in a big way with the Grace of Suda. Pesach, of course, we celebrate with the Grace of Suda. It's Man Cheruseinu. Atzeres, we have to celebrate with the Grace of Suda, because the Torah says, the Gemara says, that Hakol Moidim Atzeres Tiyanami Lechem, Beinanami Lechem, you have to have Lechem. In other words, besides the Aseres Adibris and the davening and the yontif, but you have to also enjoy the yontif. What's the inyan of Erev Rosh Hashanah? Erev Rosh Hashanah is because on Rosh Hashanah, although Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin, together with Yom Kippur, however, we do a lot of things on Rosh Hashanah to show our optimism and our hope that everything will be good, it'll be symbolically a good year, and that's why we eat the particular symbolic foods on the first night and second night of Rosh Hashanah, the special simonim, and put into devash, and we eat carrots, and we eat Rosh Hadag. Some people eat Rosh HaKeves, Shani L'Rosh V'Lei L'Zonov. So here too, you make a big suda to go and show one's optimism, confidence that this is going to be a beautiful year and everything will be well. In Yom Kippur and Galil, also they used to have a Groysa feast. And the reason is because on Erev Yom Tov, we all know that on Erev Yom Kodesh, you have to eat a lot. So they used to go and prepare a lot of food and used to have seders on Erev Yom Kodesh. Anyway, so bottom line is what Amesh is telling us. Since on those 4 days, there is such a major demand for people to go and shecht, so there's a very, very good likelihood that anybody that bought on Erev Yom Tov is going to go and shecht today, and in fact may already have shechted today. So that's why you have to give full disclosure to anybody buying the mother or the daughter or the son of this oisoi, of this animal, or of this benoi, of this animal. You have to go and tell them, I want you to know that 5 minutes ago, 5 hours ago, I sold today the mother or the child of this animal. So just be aware, I'm giving you full disclosure. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amos, I was mentioning Revach. This concern is only if it's mamish the same day. Aviyesh Revach. What happens if, for instance, the child or the mother of this animal was sold yesterday, and shechlida. You don't have to say, oh, by the way, I sold the mother yesterday. Because then you can assume that it was already shechted yesterday. It's no longer your concern that maybe yesterday's kone was dilly-dallied until today. And the only reason why you have to worry about these arba prakim bashana, because at any other time during the year, a person may have bought an animal, but not necessarily to go and use it for shechita. Or even if he's using it for shechita, maybe he's not using it today for shechita. He's just buying it before the holiday rush or whatever it is, and therefore he's going to shecht in a week from now. Whatever. Continuing on the Mishnah, Moir Yehuda Moicher says, "Aim lechosin v'yasa bas lekala." What happens if you have a chosin kala getting married, and each side bought an animal? The chosin side bought the mother, for instance, and the bas, the kala bought the bitoy. The Mishnah could have said, "B'moicher echad lechosin v'yasasheni lekala." Why did it have to say the aim and the bas? It could be the other way around. So Gemara is going to be medayik that when we get to the Gemara, why is the aim lechosin and the bas lekala? Anyway, that he has to go and advise both sides. I want you to know, he has to advise the second loikeach. I want you to know that I already sold the first of the two animals to the other side. Either they aim to the chusin or I sold the bas to the kala. So you should be aware, because that's Rabbi Yehuda saying, in addition to the four times that we said before in the Mishnah, on such a wedding day, you have to go and also give full disclosure. Why? Because b'yidush shneim shechtim b'yechad, you can assume that both of them are shechting today. The kovid, the simcha. Says the Mishnah, "Babo prakam elu mashitin satabach bal korchay. Afil eshor shava elav dinrim ve'in le lekech ele dinner koyifan oisal nishchet." So what the Mishnah tells us is that because there was such a major demand for meat on these four occasions, that's why there was a special din that arose. And that is, what happens if people called up before Yom Tov and said, "I don't need a whole animal, but I'm calling you the butcher. I know you haven't shechted the animal yet. I want a dinner's worth, dinner dalet yud nun resh, as opposed to the English word dinner. I want a dinner's worth of meat from this animal. So please, when you shecht it, remember, here I'm giving you a dinner. I'm buying 1,000th. Right? Amisha says, "I fill the shor shove elav dinner." Even if the shor is worth 1,000 dinner, and I'm only giving you one dinner, if at the end of the day, at the end of this period, nobody else shows up, only me. I'm the only guy that gave one dinner, and the shochet accepted it, on the expectation, presumably, that there would be another 900 or 999 that would come by that would also want to order meat. Unfortunately, for the shochet, nobody else came by. But it's a shame as far as the shochet is concerned. But as far as the lokeach is concerned, you can go and force the shochet to shecht and give him his dinner's worth. Lefichach, and therefore, emes, meis lokeach. What does that mean? What happens if instead of shechting the animal died prematurely, and now the balabu says, "Uh-oh, I lost this animal." Meis lekech, lekech loses his dinner. The balabus will lose his 999, but the lekech loses his dinner. He does not get a refund because he bought a part of this animal, and that's why he can force the shochet to go and check the animal. That was saying the shochet is going to incur a major loss. Abishayim or Yishan, any other day of the year, ain't okay. That's not the law. What means that's not the law? Even if the mocher accepted the dinner from the lekeach, if there are not enough konim to justify shechting this animal, the mocher goes to the lekeach and says, "Here, I'm giving you back your dinner, and I'm sorry, but it's all yours. But I'm not going to shecht and incur such a loss." And therefore, the same thing now applies in case of the animal die. That what? Avashai Moshe Shana Eina came. Now, look, he cannot force the tabach to shecht and give it. And therefore, the lekeach is not kind of part of the animal. If the animal died, meis lemoicher, the moicher incurs the full loss. And he has to give the lekeach back his money, give him back a refund. Okay. Zokimar. Tana. We learned at the beginning of the Mishnah that you have to be moidiyah. And therefore, imloy hoidia. What happens in one of those 4 days of the year passes? The mocher sold the lekiach an animal, and he did not tell him about a mother or a daughter or child problem. And then the shechem go and check without thinking twice, because they didn't give him any hoidah that there's a problem. Om Rav Yehuda Emasai, moidah that there's a problem. Om Rav Yehuda Emasai, Rav Yehuda said in the Mishnah, "Bizman she'ein loy revach." Then the Mishnah continues on. Moidah Rav Yehuda b'moicher esa aim lechos and esa bas lekala. Zokti mor lemon lemisni es ha'aim lechos and esa bas lekala. It comes to teach a derech eretz. In other words, that's the normal way that the chasen is matriach more. Apparently, he pays more for the chasana, more than the kala does, and that's why he's buying the aim and the kala is buying the bas. I don't think this applies nowadays. Nowadays, it's usually either kala spends more for the wedding or they split it 50-50, but at least in the time of Chazal, it was the chusin that apparently paid more. Why was there a change from chusin paying more to kala paying more? So I once saw in a sefer, more a masa bichel, that it said the following. I don't know what this is meant seriously, or this is meant more b'derech halotza, or derech tzachis, as they say. But the Gemara says, "Hanena me sudas chosan da'ina mesamchoi oive b'chamisha koilais." A person who attended a sudas chosan, ina mesamchoi, and he doesn't go and try to make him feel happy, then oive is oive and chamisha koilais, kol sosa, kol simcha, etc. You don't want to be oive and chamisha koilais. That's why they went and changed it. Instead of having the chosen give the chasana, it's the kala. Because the Gemara's lashon is, hanehena misudas chosen mein v'samchoi. Oh, so if it's not a sudas chosen, it's sudas kala, then the Gemara might not apply. Anyway, the bottom line is, in the times of Chazal, the times of the Gemara, the chosen's side spent more, and therefore they brought the aim, and the kala side brought the bas. Right. Says Babo Prokam Elu, you can go and force the Shoichet to Shecht, even if there's only one koine that paid one dinner. Just the fact that he gave money doesn't make this animal his. He didn't do a kinyan. So why can't the Moicher ignore this fellow and not Shecht? He's talking about the Itaka was Moishech. The Moicher called the Kech, come to the other side. The Lekiach slept the animal and he paid his one dinner, so he was kind. Isn't the Sefer talking about an identical parallel situation where the person made a Mashiach? So why, B'Sharshi Moise Shana, how come you cannot go and force him to go and Shecht? After all, he bought a piece of the action, he bought a piece of this animal. No. Talking about he did not make a Mashiach. It's talking about that the Moicher was Mazaka to the Lekeach through a third person, through a Shliach. On these four occasions, since everybody wants to eat meat, to cover the Yomtif, to cover the Simcha, because of that, if he was zakei de'acher, it's zochen la'odim shaloi b'fanov, and the shoichin unfortunately is stuck with having to go and shech this animal and giving a portion to this koine. However, b'shayim hazishan d'choiv ulai, it's a choiv. Why is it a choiv? Because if this animal is going to go and die, he loses his money. Ein chavul la'odim shaloi b'fanov, so we cannot go and be mechayiv him without his agreement. Anyway, so bottom line is, the difference between Shaim, it's really talking about that there was a Mashiach. But he didn't do the Mashiach himself, the Mashiach was done through a Shliach. By Shaim, by the Arba Prokim, we say it's a Schusulai, and therefore it's his. On the other days of the year, we say it's not a Schus, it's a Choiv, because maybe the end's going to die. And therefore, bottom line is, in Chavim Adam Eshuloi Befanav. That's Pshat 1. Rabbi Luzo Omer, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, Rabbi Luzo was a disciple of Rabbi Yochanan, and he said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. This is a very, very hot issue in the Bavois. That what does Rabbi Yochanan say? But bo prokim elu hamidu chacham devreim al din toyre. The Rabbi Yochanan dva toyre mois koinois. Matama mishicha koinex zeh shem yoyim aloi nisrafu chitecha balia. The famous machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish whether men a toyre mois koinois or mois einan koinois. Rabbi Yochanan holds mois a koinim in a toyre. So you don't need to do a mishicha or any other kinyan. The only reason why the chomer were matzrich a kinyan is because if you're just going to go and pay, but you're not going to actually physically lift or remove the subject of the sale from the hands or from the property of the moicher, then the moicher is going to continue holding on to it, and the moicher is going to say, but it's not my headache because it's not my property. So what happens if the moicher leaves his property, and as he's leaving, he sees that unfortunately there's a fire that's about to spread and might consume his property, and it's in a situation where the moicher could prevent it. We say to the moicher, you better go and put the fire out, because mo'is einan koinois. The schoir does not belong to the lekeach, it's yours. Oh, it's mine? Oh boy, am I going to stop that fire. 1, 2, 3. That's the reason why they said mois einan koinois. But min ha'Torah mois koinois. And therefore, since mois koinois, in our case in the Mishnah, on the Arba Parakim Bashana, when the person gave the money, here we don't have to come on to Shliach. He gave the money himself. Even though normally we say that midraban mois einan koinois, here the Chom Hamid Devreim al Din Torah, and they said no. Din Torah is mois koinois, here the mois is koinois. And therefore, the Keach is koinois. And the shochet is stuck, he has to go and shecht, even though he's going to incur a major loss. Vashenkin, any other day of the year, mois einan koinois midrabanan, and therefore it does not belong to him, and the lokiach cannot force the shochet to go and shecht. Okay, zok the Mishnah. The final Mishnah of our perek, when we say, how do you define the word yoim echad? Zok the Mishnah, Yoim Echad Omer Ba'is V'Espanoi, Hayoim Hoylech Acher HaLayla. In other words, the Jewish day, for instance, if today is Monday, under Jewish law, Monday ends tonight at, I don't know, roughly 5:30, 6 o'clock, 6:30, whenever Shkia, whenever Tzeis Kechavim is, that's when Monday ends. What happens after that? Tuesday begins, because Yoim Hoylech Acher HaLayla. And therefore, what happens if a person were to go and shecht the mommy animal today at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, before Shkia, then you would not be able to go and shecht the baby tonight, tomorrow morning, etc. I'm sorry, the other way around. If you shecht the mommy 5 o'clock this afternoon on a Monday, 2 hours later, 7 o'clock, you can go and check the baby because it's two separate days. On the other hand, if you shechted one of the two at night at 7 o'clock in the evening, then you wouldn't be able to go and check the other one the whole night as well as the rest of the next day tomorrow, because it's a Jewish day that we're looking at. So again, Yom Echad or Omer Ba'isez Benoi, that's Hayom Hoylech Achar Laila, like the Jewish days are. As dur as the durash as zu torish shimben of zayma, never masim reishes yoim echad. Never oisvi is yom no yoim echad. My yoim echad omer b'masim reishes yoim hoylech achar laila. How do I know b'masim reishes yoim hoylech achar laila? Dr. Rashi v'shtein posik vayerev vayivoyker yoim echad. So vayerev vayivoyker, we start off with the evening. We continue on to the morning, to the day. So we see that the din of Masa Bereishis is first Laila and then continuing Yoim. Same thing is the Gavi Oysev Espanoi. We started with Laila and continue into Yoim. As again, Zukben Zoyma, Neme Masa Bereishis Yoim Echad, Neme Oysev Espanoi Yoim Echad, Ma Yoim Echad Oma Masa Bereishis Yoim Hoylech Achara Laila, Af Yoim Echad Oma Oysev Espanoi Yoim Hoylech Achara Laila. Now you're wondering to yourself, isn't that the case across the board for all Jewish laws? And the answer is no, Because when it comes to kachim, in fact, the laila hoylech achar hayoyim, like the Gemara is going to explain, tanurban ezu darishem shemin zoyim alafisha kol inyan kulein medaber el bekachim. We know that oyis v'yas benoi, we lay on the second pasuk of the sedra that we lay on yontif. What, how do we start off yontif laying? So Oyseh V'Esbenoi comes into the parasha of Korbanos. So I would go and say, how do I know? Because if you bring a carbon today, and we know most Korbanos you can go and eat Liyoyim v'layla, so you brought it today, 9 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you can continue eating the carbon the whole night, or because of the gzeira, you can eat until chatzos, like you have the first Mishnah in the Sechtes Brachos. But how can you eat it tonight? Tonight is already a different day. The answer is no. By kochim, layla hoylech achrayim. And that's why we find the same thing in the Gabi, hilchos noisa. We spoke about this at the very bottom of the yesterday's Amud Beis, beginning of top of today's Amud Aleph. It says in the pasuk Sir Menu at Baikir, don't be over by letting the meat lie until the next morning. But if you did leave it, then you have to go and burn it like noisa. Oh, so you see, noisa means eating it beyond the morning. Noisa menu ad boiker, you can eat it the whole night. Why? I brought the carbon during the day. I can eat it the whole night because laila hoylech achar yoyim. So I would think just like by kachim laila hoylech achar yoyim. Afal yochel avzekin. Nem kan yemech. Nem mas breishu yemech. Ma yemech and omer mas breishu yoyim hoylech achar laila. Av yemech and omer isu es benoya yoyim hoylech achar ha laila. And that is the halacha of our Mishnah. Isu es benoya yoyim hoylech achar laila. So again, you brought, you shechted an animal at 7 o'clock in the evening, you're no longer allowed to go and shecht an animal for the rest of the night and for the rest of the next day, because it's like a regular Jewish day, starting off with night and continuing on in the day. Anyway, so the Yom HaMiyucha that we just spoke about, I'm sorry, the Yom Echad that we spoke about, we learn Gzeir Shava Yom Echad Yom Echad from the din of Masa Bereishis, that Yom Hoylech Achar Laila. Rabbi Yoimer, I learned the Yoim Echad for something else. Yoim Echad, Yoim HaMeyuchad, To'un Kruz. Yoim Echad is referring to Yoim HaMeyuchad. Yoim HaMeyuchad means it's a special day. Which special day? The 4 days that we had in our Mishnah, the Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Hoshana Rabbah, Erev Pesach, and Erev Shavuos. Yoim HaMeyuchad, To'un Kruz. That's the Yoim Echad, Meyuchad. So therefore, that's the makar. Presumably, this is an asmachta. Presumably, it's not a full-fledged drash, but it's coming to tell you that the arba prokem b'shana yom miyuchad, that you have to go and announce it and proclaim the din of tell everybody, tell every lokeach, I sold the mommy or the baby animal to what you're buying to somebody else. We start off the perek the same way that we start off the perek Oyseh V'yes Benoi, and all of the prokem till the end of the Masechta are all going to start off the same way. So we're going to make a reference to Baris B'chutz La'aretz, B'fnei Abayis, B'fnei Abayis, B'chum, and B'mikdashim, B'chaloi B'mikdashim. Now, what's the reason why it's Noi Baris B'chutz La'aretz? Because it's not a mitzvah tluya bekarka. It's like tefillin. Tefillin is noyig be'aretz b'chutz la'aretz. You have to go and tell us that. It's the chedav pashut. But nevertheless, because we have the other lashonis, b'fnei abayis, b'fnei abayis, b'chul mekdashin, he schleps in be'aretz b'chutz la'aretz as well. No chiddush. B'fnei abayis, b'fnei abayis, also no chiddush. The kisei dam takes place at all times. Sai when the Beis Hamikdash is standing, sai when the Beis Hamikdash is no longer standing, like today. But it only applies to Bechulin v'loy Mekdashin, only by Chulin and not to Kachim. We'll see in the Gemara Mechim shortly why doesn't the din of Kisei Adam apply to Kachim. And Menoy Bechai uba Oif, only Bechai is an Oif Ois and not Pabahimus. And that's, it says in Mefeish in the Pasuk, the Ish Ish Vimnei Yisrael Menager Hagor Besacham, Ashe Yotze Tzeid Chaya Oif, Ashe Yei Ochel, The shofach is domoy v'chisohu be'ofar. Oh, anytime you go and shecht a chai or a noiv, then you have to do kisui hadam. Ishok tak into the Mishnah b'chai be'oif, but not by behemis. Behemis, you don't have to do kisui hadam. Now, when it's in the Mishnah b'chun avloim mekdoshin, since we're not talking about behemis and tzvi or other chais could not bring the base midrash, we've got to be talking about oifais. And what it's telling us is that if you have chickens, you have to do kisui hadam. But if you have turtle doves that you bring toyrim v'nei yoina as kabonis, you do not have to do the Indian of kisui hadam. So look to Mishnah v'nei b'chaya u'ba'oif b'mezuman v'she'en mezuman. B'chaya is an oifis. This halach applies sai if it's ready and sai if it's not ready. What does that mean? Because we have by the parasha of Shiluach HaKan, Ki Kore Kan Tzipur Lefanecha, there's got to be Einoi Mezuman. I might think over here too should be a din of Einoi Mezuman. And if you remember, we learned in the previous parak, a couple of days ago, that we do learn from the din of Shiluach HaKan, that everybody holds that you're certainly choshen zera ho'eim le'sikach ha'eim alabonim. So Oyis v'espenoi certainly goes on Oyisah v'espena. Well, that also goes on Zechorim, that was Hananiah. But everybody agrees it certainly goes on the Kavis. So you see there is some sort of similarity and some sort of learning that we do from Shluch HaKan. Zuchdei Mishnah. However, the Gavi Kisi Adam, it's noy bein b'mezumen bein b'she'en mezumen. Say if you were prepared or not prepared. Mash'enki Adagabi, the din of the oif, it's only dafka when you're not prepared, because if you're prepared, there's no din of oif, no din of eim alabonim, because of the posik that it's got to be dafke kirikori kan tzipul v'nech. V'noig b'kvi b'neishu safik. Oh, this we had already in the previous parak, that the din by kvi also have to do kisi adam, because it's a safik behema, safik chaya. And b'in shech v'neis v'yontiv. But don't go and shech the kvi on yontiv, because since you have a safik, whether it's a chaya behema, and you're not allowed to go and dig up earth on yontiv, mishem choresh, therefore, don't shecht it, because I'm not sure. If I did shecht it, don't do kisi adam, because if I do kisi adam and it's not required on yontif, I've done harisha for naught. And that's the end of the Mishnah. Zukti one. We said in the Mishnah only by chulin and not by muktoshin. Now muktoshin, the only possibility of kisi adam could be by malika sa'oif, because number one, there is no din of kisi adam by behemis. The pasuk says, "What's the lashon of pasuk? Sheyotzet seid chaya oy oif, chaya oy oif asheyuchel." That's got to be chaya or oif, not by behemis. Chayas they didn't bring four karbanas. So the only thing we left with are oifois, and oifas we also don't mean chickens. We mean a tor or ben yoyne. Says our Mishnah, loy mekdash and tor ben yoyne do not have the din of kisi adam. Pray tomorrow. Why not? We dash on my time of life. In my mission, the Reb Zaydi, I'm Reb Zaydi, I show you the Tzarek Sheet and Ofer Lamat. I'm Yof, I'm Lamal, Shneva Vishav HaChizdom, I'm Chiso, Be'ofer. To be Yoitz in the midst of Kisi Adam, you have to make a sandwich. First you have to have Ofer Lamat, then you have to have the Dam spritz on top of it, and then you put Ofer Lamal from the tint, Lamal from the tit. So what happens now? So now you have a Chiso, Be'ofer. Ofer Lamal, I'll have a Be'ofer, I'm Lamish, I show you the Tzarek Sheet and Ofer Lamat, Ofer Lamal. In our case in the Mishnah, it's impossible. Because what would he have to do? He would have to go and put down offer on the Mizbeach. Well, why offer on the Mizbeach? Because unlike Karbonis by Behema, we have somebody throwing the blood from a kli that he's holding in his hand. When you're talking about an oif, you have Hazor Sadam and Mitzi Adam, depending whether it's Oilus oif or whether it's Chatas oif. But you're talking about Hazor and Mitzoy, and there the Pasuk says that Behizo or Mitzo al Kira Mizbeach. Shtetach Loshen on the Kira Mizbeach, on the Mizbeach itself. So if you're going to go and put offer there, Heichelavit, Leisiv Livatli, if you're going to leave there offer, and you're going to say, you know what, I'm leaving here permanently, and that's going to be the bottom offer for purposes of the Kisi Adam. Kamoisiv Abinyan, he's being Moisiv. In other words, until now, the Mizbeach was kach for kach, high or tall or wide. Now it's going to be another few amis. And those look to Yimara. Okay, back. Dumb Rabzeira. Hashaykh Tarshi ten offer the mata be offer the malish. Nema, Vishavar Domachiso offer the Nema Elba offer. Lamish Shaykh Tarshi offer the mata, offer the mat. Fakhalayevshi is not possible. The Seychel of it. Lay civil about the should he go and put down offer on the Mizbech and leave it there? Kamois of Abinion. He's adding to the Binion Oksiv. Hakl Bechsava Yad, Miara Shemalai Hiskil. The David HaMelech said that the entire blueprints and everything that I'm supposed to do in building the Beis Mikdash is all Me Hashem, Alay Hizkel. And if you're going to go and be Mevatel the Mizbeach by adding to it, then you're being over on this Hakol B'Chsav Yad Hashem, Alay Hizkel. Loi Levatle, if you're not being Mevatel, in other words, he's only putting it temporarily, nevertheless, Karvi Chatzitza. It's going to be a chatzitza, because he's going to try to do a mitzvah in Kiram Mizbeach instead of doing it on the Kiram Mizbeach. He's going to do it on the offer. If he's going to do it on the offer, it's a chatzitza, because it doesn't belong to the Mizbeach. Even if you can't go and do a lamata, but you can still do it lamala. Lamala efshe levad kisi. In other words, why did it say Ramishna Chulam Vlay Mukdoshin? So fine. I grant you that you cannot put off a lamata, either because if you're going to leave it there, it's going to be Moise Valabinyan. If you're not going to leave it there, it'll be a chatzitza. So fine. Don't put off a lamata, but do offer lamala. So you're going to tell me maybe one is ma'akiv on the other? No. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn in the Braisa? Rabbi Yoyis and Ben Yosef Oimer. Shochet chai v'yakach shochet behemah. Whenever you first shechted the chai, and then afterward you shechted the behemah, and the blood of the behemah was mechasa, the dam of the chai. What's the story at this point? Shochet behemah is potter mechasas. You potter from having to do kisei adam. Why are you going to be potter from kisei adam? Again, what's talking about? Shochet chai. So now you're supposed to go and put offer on top of that chaya blood. But guess what happened? Before he had a chance to put the offer, he shechted the behemoth, so therefore there's now blood of the behemoth on top of the blood of the chaya. Part of the chassis, he doesn't have to go and cover anymore, because it's already covered up, even though he's supposed to cover it up with offer. He covered it with something else. He cannot cover with offer already. It's already a cover-up. He cannot cover it with basar, and therefore can cover it with offer, and therefore he's part of it. When I'm the shech, the heim of Yaka Chai, and then after that Chai, so the heim of blood was on the bottom, and the Chai of blood was on top. Chai of Chas, and you have to go on Mechasid, because you have the blood on top of the Chai. Kirby Yosi, Amri Shochar Hoya, Mi Loi Tanya, Loi Efshe Dumala, Efshe Levet Kisi. It's a Freddy Marnachon. Ni Lamat, Loi Efshe Lamal, Limin, Lamat, Loi Efshe, even though you cannot go and put any offer lamata, lamala efshir, lamasa, you could put offer lamala, efshir levikisri. And you're going to tell me, since you can't do the bottom, I can't do the top. No, these are two separate mitzvahs. Milo tanya, b'nyon yisem, yoyzef haimer, shochet chai v'yakach shochet behemah. If you shechted the chai first, and presumably the chai is blood spilled onto offer down below, and afterwards he shecht the behemah, and therefore now the blood of the behemah is now covering over the blood of the chaya. Potem al-chas. Don't bother doing the lamala, because it's already covered. But if it was behemah chaya, if you first shecht the behemah, and then you have the chaya on top, chaya al-chas, then you do have to go and be mechasid, because the top blood is that of a chaya. What about the fact that there was blood underneath that you cannot go and be mechasa? Why not? Because it's talking about it was first shochat behema v'yakachaya. So underneath the chaya's feet, instead of having the offer, I have the behema. Nevertheless, chayav l'chasa. Now, what's the reason why I'm chayav l'chasa in this case? Kirab Zayda, the Yom Rab Zayda, kolor roi l'bila im bila ma'akeves boi, v'chashen roi l'bila mi'akeves boi. In the case of the shechit of the behemah, the shechit of the chaya, initially you were able to go and do kisei adam lamala and lamata. Unfortunately, there was this goof, if you will, that there was the shechit of the behemah which interfered either at the beginning or at the end. So zoktun zigimar, even though you put the behemah blood underneath the chaya blood, so you're not able to go and do a kiso bi'ofar, but nevertheless, do lamala, even though you cannot do lamata. So, behemah v'yaka chaya, first check to the behemah, and then afterwards the chaya on top. So, we lost out on the kiso lamata, because it's behemah. But chaya v'chasas, but you still have to go and do a kiso on top. If you are able to, then the bila is not makab, then you got to do it. If not roi lachila, then bila makeves by not achila. If not roi lachila, then bila is ma'akev. And therefore, in our case, since it's not roi the offer lamata, there's no din of offer lamala. Frank Gemara, I have another item. After you did the mitzvah hazoh on the kiram mizbeach, after it dries up, why don't you scrape it off? And now it falls to the ground. Now go and cover it at this time. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Daf dam hanitzes v'sha'al ha-sakin. If you have dam that spritzed, or that came on the sakin, and what are you going to do now with that dam ha-nefesh, for instance, on the sakin? What should you do? Chayv l'chasis, you have to go m'chasit. Now, doesn't mean that you're going to go and leave the sakin underneath the ground. But rather, I'm going to go to Metzalei. It's talking about that you kratz off the blood which is on the sakin that you use for shechita. You kratz it off, and you do a cover-up. So why don't you do the same thing over here? Let's scratch it off, not of the knife, but off the mizbeach, and let's go and cover it. Why do we say that there is no kisi adav and mutoshim? There would be a chiev of kisi adam. What would you have to do? Do your normal mitzui or hazoas adam on the kiram mizbeach, and when that's all over, and that dam dries up, nigurei, go and scrape it off, and a chasi and do a kisi adam, because after all, we're talking about an oif. So why did the Mishnah say chulam loy mektoshim? Says Yimach, my skin and mekotchim bedek abayis. Talking specifically bedek abayis, that's another story. Why is bedek abayis another story? Mi'at Hashem, that's to be continued tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Sagi Bechtim.